right, let's go to item 813, please.
Accept Venture Portland 2014 annual report.
We're a couple of minutes early, but it looks like your team is here, Commissioner Fish, so we'll proceed.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a great honor to welcome Heather Hale and the team from Venture Portland to give us an annual report. You have that in your packet. And I want to just start with a couple of key themes. Venture Portland is our key partner in working with our 50 neighborhood business districts to help build prosperity and to strengthen community. An interesting statistic that Heather is, of course, never tires of sharing in events like this is that 98% of the businesses in those 50 neighborhood business districts employ five or fewer employees.
Yep.
So this is really the core of the Portland local business movement. Venture Portland is their advocate. They have been working hard on a number of issues, including convening city representatives to create some better coordination on the street fair permitting process, being the voice of small business as we take up issues of concern. They've also been working to make this Major League Soccer All-Star Week a huge success, and they gave some grants to some partners that held events that were wildly successful throughout our community that had a soccer flavor. Today we're going to hear from Heather and the board chair more about the work that they're doing and the work that they're poised to do in the future, and it's my honor today to introduce the Executive Director, Heather Hale.
Thank you. I'm going to turn it right over to Brian.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. You stole a little bit of my thunder here on my talking points, but that's great. And thank you, Mayor Hales, for having us and the rest of the commissioners. We really appreciate it. Again, my name is Brian Alfano, and I'm the President of the Board of Venture Portland. Since 1986, Venture Portland has invested in the strategic growth of Portland's unique business districts. In fact, we were the only entity in Portland that works exclusively at the district level, making us a support system for all of the city's 50 unique neighborhood business districts. Together, neighborhood business districts contain 19,000 businesses and provide 250,000 jobs. 98% of Portland's 19,000 neighborhood businesses have five or fewer employees. As those dedicated business owners know in Portland, small really is big. For almost three decades, Venture Portland has promoted these critical commercial corridors and supported the dedicated volunteers that manage them with training, technical assistance, and grants. In fact, over the last 15 years, Venture Portland invested more than $1 million in business district growth, leveraging an additional $3.3 million in private business district investment. The reality of today's economy requires creativity and a commitment to work together from business owners, residents, and community and government partners alike. While serving the diverse communities that surround them, Portland's neighborhood business districts also meet regional, national, and international demands for goods and services and contribute to the highly quality of life we all enjoy. We know that successful neighborhood businesses create healthy, connected neighborhoods and contribute to an equitable and prosperous city for all of Portlanders, which is why Venture Portland is so proud to partner with the City Council. Working together, we can grow business and connect neighborhoods. At Venture Portland, we know that the business of Portland is about more than business. It's about people, neighborhoods, and culture. It's about finding the right space, raising capital, creating jobs, and being flexible. It's about passion and dedication and starting something because you believe your idea is the idea. It's about a vision for our city that business owners, residents, and elected officials share, a vision that celebrates the individualism and distinct flavor that makes Portland, Portland. The knowledge that our diverse neighborhoods and unique views make up the very fabric that binds our city together. The business of Portland is about more than business. It's about building capacity to build the city, growing the economy to grow prosperity, and connecting capital, creativity, and community. Yes, the business of Portland is about a lot more than just business. It's about growing business and connecting neighborhoods and making more out of the business districts we call home. Venture Portland means business, and so do all of you. So I'm going to turn it over to Heather, and she's going to discuss some of our fiscal year 13-14 accomplishments.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning, Mayor Hales and commissioners. As Brian said, my name is Heather Hale, and I'm the executive director of Venture Portland. As you've seen, we've had a little bit of a slideshow here giving you a sense of the photos, the volunteers, and the events that occur in neighborhood business districts with Venture Portland's help. As Brian noted earlier, Venture Portland supports neighborhood business districts with training, technical assistance, and grant funding. The following overview, along with the bound copy that you all have, represents our annual report for fiscal year 2013-14. After 3 years of sustained growth, Venture Portland once again expanded access to our capacity building services. We increased participation in our training and technical assistance program 13% over last year, with 422 business district leaders attending one of 27 trainings that covered everything from the legal responsibilities of nonprofit officers, compliance with Portland's sick leave ordinance, and how to successfully manage online assets in the changing media environment. However, as more business districts started providing their own hyperlocal training programs, which is something we've helped do with our funding, we transitioned needed resources to technical assistance, addressing more than 300 district-specific requests from business districts citywide. That's a 57% increase over last year. This in-depth, personalized support helped district associations successfully navigate major leadership transitions and, like Williams District and Division Clinton, respond to significant change in diverse and rapidly evolving neighborhoods. We awarded 2 startup support microgrants and helped 5 other emerging districts like Goose Hollow, North Tabor, and Portland International assess formation readiness. Recognizing the wealth of expertise in neighborhood business districts, Venture Portland continued business district sharing, facilitating 41 mentoring connections. That's an 11% increase over last year, linking leaders from business districts citywide to discuss best practices around district formation, IRS filings, grants, insurance, banners, membership, personal branding, websites, events, and filling storefront vacancies. Venture Portland brought together leaders from the city's 4 industrial districts to discuss shared issues and hosted regular interest group meetings for business district officers and staffers to increase collective leadership skills and connect colleagues across districts. And although it didn't happen in our last fiscal year, just last night we facilitated a gathering of our President's Council, which brought together presidents from business districts citywide to talk about personnel management, board and volunteer recruitment, and diversifying their business district leadership. In total, Venture Portland provided 1,478 hours of training and technical assistance to business district leaders from emerging and established districts, an 11% increase over last year and a 71% increase over fiscal year 10-11. We also significantly expanded access to our grants program, funding 45 individual projects in 31 business districts. Notably, those projects included 6 first-time applicant districts, 8 districts that hadn't received funding in at least 3 cycles, and 29% of our total grants went to business districts in East Portland. Like 82nd Avenue, we helped them create a brand new multilingual website to better reach out to the diverse businesses in their community. We helped foster, right-size their business district, bringing the community closer together and creating for the first time a shared vision of what that neighborhood business district could look like that resulted in a membership increase of 20%. We helped Midway invest in banners for the first time, as well as a brand for the district, bringing significant attention to one of the largest and most unrecognized communities in our city. And we helped Park Rose create a Shop Park Rose campaign with banners, branded reusable tote bags, and coupons in a non-traditional retail district. Just a couple weeks ago, we helped Woodstock host an event called What's Your District Worth, bringing economic and planning experts into the district to talk about the economic assets of that changing community. We helped University Park launch an innovative partnership with the University of Portland to create an incentive shopping card that is currently in use by more than 5,000 students and alumni, encouraging them to spend their money in North Portland businesses. We helped Columbia Corridor significantly expand their resourceful use program, which links industrial waste products with users, saving both parties money, diverting landfill, and in the last year, resulting in the reduction of 27 metric tons in greenhouse gases. We helped Swan Island brand their district with the tagline, "We Build the Future," bringing great recognition to those industrial businesses, including Daimler, as they're building their new headquarters. And last but not least, just last week, on Sunday, we helped Hawthorne implement Kick Kick Score, which was a program that brought more than 200 people into the business district to capture the soccer fever that is gripping Portland. The overwhelming theme of all of these grants is focused on placemaking. We have worked incredibly hard to highlight the individual and unique identities of each of these neighborhood districts and to help them capture them, use them as a tool to bind their community together and to support the overall economic goals of our city. In total, last year, Venture Portland awarded $87,450 to business districts, leveraging more than $354,000 in additional private business district investment. That's a more than 4-to-1 match, meaning for every $1 we give to districts, they match it with more than $4 in additional investment. And that's a 142% increase in private leverage over the last 4 years. As you've already heard us say, the overwhelming majority of Portland businesses are neighborhood-based, which means that neighborhood business districts truly power Portland's economy. Venture Portland helped ensure cash registers rang citywide over the last year. As part of our 3-year partnership with the Little Boxes program, we incentivized 4,700 holiday retail purchases in the 48 hours of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, generating $250,000 in retail sales for neighborhood businesses. After 4 years of nurturing Multnomah Village and Hillsdale's Golden Ticket program, that holiday retail effort brought in $4 million in retail sales just in those two neighborhoods in the 4 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And last but not least, thinking about the season of summer street fairs. Each summer, there are more than 50 street fairs. And for example, Northeast Broadway's summer super sale increased revenue by 65% over the previous year for neighborhood businesses and increased pedestrian traffic by 80%. But it's not just about the revenue that happens in businesses. It's also about the revenue that happens at Venture Portland. Over the last 4 years, we have increased our own private revenue generation 554%. And in fiscal year 2013-14, we leveraged more than $400,000 in additional investment, a 1.5-to-1 match with the contract that you so generously provide us. We are a very proud partner of the City of Portland and take seriously our role connecting commissioners and city bureaus with neighborhood business leaders. Over the last year, we facilitated a series of business-focused town halls, including a sick leave town hall with Commissioner Fritz to help neighborhood businesses write the administrative rules for the sick leave ordinance. We co-hosted 2 street fee town hall conversations with Mayor Hales and Commissioner Novick. We worked with BES and PBOT to mitigate the impact of construction on neighborhood businesses and in business districts. And this year, we brought together all of the permitting entities and all of the bureaus to talk about how we could best streamline the street fair permitting process, making these events easier for business districts to implement and limiting some of the impact on city staff. I want to give a special shout out to the staff from PBOT and Commissioner Novick's office for their yeoman's effort in finally at the 31-year anniversary ensuring that in 2 weeks the Hawthorne Street Fair will have a closed street. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Heather. And I wanted to say that we wish we could have done it last year, but due to traffic conditions and work by various bureaus around the city, we just weren't able to.
So totally understand, but we're thrilled we've got it this year.
It'd be great.
That's not all we do with the city. We also serve on the NED Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Group and provide significant support to the PDC-funded programs NPI and Main Street. We helped ensure that as the MLS soccer game came to Portland, that the impact of that was positively felt in neighborhood business districts. Through the funding we provided for the Sustainable Southeast Map that Hawthorne spearheaded, we helped the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability significantly increase the number of Sustainability at Work certified businesses in Portland. And again, although it didn't happen in the last fiscal year, yesterday, we met with Elders in Action and have started plans to increase a partnership over this coming fiscal year to increase the number of age-friendly businesses that are certified in neighborhoods. As the support system for Portland's Neighborhood Business District, Venture Portland's small but mighty staff, and I'm going to take a minute and recognize Ryan, Jacob, and Megan and ask them to stand. We spend significant time in the field. Last year, we visited business districts 115 times. That's official visits, not the amount of time we spend going out to dinner and things. We attended 72 events and 43 meetings to increase our understanding of each district's unique character, issues, and volunteers so that we could better deliver services and share best practices. And last, but certainly not least, I want to recognize Venture Portland's exceptional volunteers. Our board, which is made up of one representative of each business district, and now I'm going to ask those that are here from the Venture Portland board to stand.
Let's give them a round of applause, man. Volunteers.
They contributed a whopping 1,784 volunteer hours last year to build organizational and business district capacity and market and promote business districts.
We had a number that sent their regrets as well. They're actually busy running their businesses right now, so they couldn't make it down at this time.
These volunteer hours that they contribute are equal to 0.86 FTE, or 34.4 hours a week, and without their incredible effort, we would not be able to do the great work that we've been able to do. Working with our partners to align and coordinate resources, we have been incredibly proud to serve and support the city's neighborhood business districts this year, and we have helped to very clearly strengthen districts. Between the end of 2009 and the end of 2013, neighborhood business district membership increased 76% and revenue increased 487% across districts citywide. Once again, thank you so much for your partnership and your financial support, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Questions?
We have two people signed up to testify, okay. Mayor. I just have one question. Heather, in the next budget cycle, I intend to bring forth or to initiate another conversation about how we can invest in the success of East Portland businesses. And the reality is that places like Mississippi and Alberta and even Montevilla have sort of brand identity and people sort of naturally go there. But some of our emerging East Portland businesses, I think, need some care and feeding to grow, like Park Rose and other places, so they are just as successful. Any thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right. The districts in East Portland have a number of challenges that districts in the central city do not. Most notably, they have a very challenging geography. They are not considered, easy walkable districts, which means that they need really unique solutions that can be used to help ensure there's an identity for those districts, that the businesses there are having the support that they need to grow, and that we are not simply taking the street fair concept that exists incredibly well on Mississippi and Hawthorne and saying you should put this in Gateway or Midway where it doesn't make sense, but helping to find unique solutions for those districts.
Well, I just want to say before we take some testimony, Brian, you know, you and Heather are a terrific team. I know you're the volunteer board chair, but in the year and change since the mayor designated me the council liaison to Venture Portland, I've really been impressed with the way you both work together, the way your board functions, and your outcomes. And we're very proud of the work that Venture Portland does. And frankly, I've been impressed with the way that you've asked us to become better partners with the 50 neighborhood business districts. You know, historically, we've heard complaints over the years about the fact the city could do a better job coordinating. Commissioner Novick has launched a program where we're going to have our city's utilities and PBOT and the two utilities work better together, so we're not digging up streets in working across purposes.
Yay.
But so we're trying to get it right. But you've been pushing us to get it right. And your leadership is palpable. I want to thank both of you for the service that you give to the city and tell you how proud I am of your work.
Thank you.
Let me flag a couple things where we need your help. Obviously, there's lots of near-term stuff, whether it's this Christmas promotion or that street fair, and you're doing great work on those fronts as well. But there are two things underway or getting underway where we really need your counsel. One is obviously the update of the comp plan. And, you know, the economy is changing really fast.
Yes.
And what we think makes sense or what used to make sense as a zoning pattern for the city may or may not make sense 5 years from now. And we're trying to see around that corner. And we really need your membership to look as far as they can see and try to help us with those decisions.
And we're actually facilitating a focus group tomorrow morning for BPS, bringing some neighborhood business owners from across the city together to talk with planners about proposed zoning changes and what that impact would be.
So we really appreciate that. Keep that up. Keep trying to get more people involved because you know, this is a case where we do have to try to get it right, as Commissioner Frisch expressed that. The other is that we're now starting a 5-year strategic plan for the Portland Development Commission. You work with them all the time. We want your advice there as well. Jillian Detweiler in particular, Heather will be talking with you about that today, assuming you're reachable, and I bet you are.
Yes, I am.
So that's just getting started. We have a consultant on board. We want to take a careful, focused look at what PDC should be doing more of or less of over the next 5 years. So I know you and your leadership have opinions about that. We want them, so that's another place where we need to call on you and other volunteers as well as your staff to gear up and really engage because this, again, is a case where we need to get it right and where we know where the economic activity is. That isn't necessarily correlative with where PDC spends its time and resources. So, you know, you can help us there.
Great.
Please do.
Would love to. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions or comments?
I know there's some more folks.
So thank you, too. Let's take the folks that are signed up to testify.
Then. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Joe Walsh and Ben.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. The people that are watching this on TV must feel a little psychotic. We had two business representatives here this morning telling you how bad everything was. And then you have the venture people come in and tell you how wonderful the city is and how wonderful we're doing. And they throw around figures 10% here, 400% there. We're doing great. We're making lots of money. They also talk about the soccer. And even though nobody from the public was allowed to speak on that, those tickets went for $300 to $400. And my point for shouting out was that this city is becoming elitist. And I see the commissioner shaking her head. I'm sure she'll say something when I finished. I would really appreciate that. if that report is in error. My understanding is this, that those tickets were sold to 42 different states. An activist would ask the question, why are they going out of state to sell these tickets?
Joe, I need you to focus on the issue in front of the council.
They brought it up, Mayor.
Yeah, well, we're now on this
both
item.
People brought it up about the soccer. Okay. They bragged about the soccer. So let's talk about the soccer. Okay. I am allowed to speak if they bring it up. They open up
proceed,
that
Joe.
Part.
Proceed.
Thank you.
Proceed.
If I'm wrong on that, Commissioner, please correct me. But my understanding is that you are on a path with this city to make it elitist, Mayor, and you are excluding people. If the tickets went for $200 or $300, it's too much money for the average person that works 40 hours a week at the minimum wage, which is $9.25 and should be $15. They can't afford that. So what are we doing? You represent the people of this city. Now, when the Business Alliance comes to you and they tell you how wonderful things are, it's on the west side. And you're right, Commissioner Fish. And I don't like agreeing with you, but you're right on this one. You have to point out the east side. Every time the Business Alliance comes here, you need to talk about the east side because they're left out all the time. Thank you.
Mr. Walsh, you're incorrect about the ticket prices, and you can look it up.
Well, just, no, I don't want to look it up. Tell me.
Ours were $55 plus the $8 fee, and we got them like probably the people in the 40
okay,
states did
then,
by going
then,
online.
Then I apologize. It was on the news that those tickets were going for as much as $300 to $400. I will look it up, and if those tickets...
Last minute tickets.
If there were a block of tickets for $50 or $60... and there's 20,000 tickets, and those tickets were 10,000 or 50%, I will agree with you. But if you have $40 or $50 tickets, and there's only 100 of those, then I have a problem.
So we're talking about the secondary market of people reselling them. Our same tickets,
yeah.
That were we to sell them on StubHub or another company, would be $215 today. So, yes, if you didn't get in on at the first offering, they become more and more expensive.
Okay, next,
yes.
Please.
So what you did was get me on a technicality.
We're done. Go ahead.
Yeah, talking about the money issue, going back and forth or whatever you guys have been hearing you guys talk about. There's a facility up here in this Portland, and it was like a military.
And we're here
facility.
To talk about,
yeah,
the Venture Portland report.
Yeah, about
okay.
The money and stuff you guys
oh,
were
about the
about.
Venture Portland report, about small businesses and
yeah,
state.
Small businesses okay. And stuff. Anyway, but this borough... It was a military borough, and when I was forcibly drugged and I went to this facility,
sir,
this is about this case, what you're
you
talking
need to
about.
Talk
it comes
about
to
this
us.
Issue.
It comes to it. But anyway, I had asked for a brochure without even no say, and I had walked into a military base when I was clean cut, and I had went in there, and they said, oh, we want to clear cut 177,000 acres to put something in over here in the state of Portland, over in the valley. But, like, you guys got all this money issue you guys are talking about, like, companies and coming in and talking about, that you guys get a percentage off, you know, because they're doing it in your state of Portland. But I'm kind of unsure about all what's going on. And, like, it gets brought up, but, like, does everybody in the whole city get does that go on a ballot or something? I mean, you get to vote for that. I mean, if you're registered in Portland, Oregon, I mean, does everybody just want to drive by that facility and say, oh, that's something we want to look at? Or, I mean, is it something that's helping the community?
Thanks very much. Take care. Okay, anyone else signed up on this item?
That's all who signed up.
Move to accept the report, Mayor.
Second.
Any further discussion? And a roll call on that, please.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you for this great report. And Venture Portland, I'm very impressed with the both your leadership and your impressive statistics about how you're increasing participation by business districts and providing them with technical assistance, training, and things that they need to grow and prosper. So thank you very much. Hi.
Novick.
I appreciate the report and the work that Venture Portland does and the strength of the small business community in Portland. Hi.
Fritz.
Particular thanks for your participation in the sick leave issue and ongoing involvement in helping make that work. I also want to especially acknowledge Heather Hale's leadership of the group that has just gone from strength to strength while she's been the executive director. And their new location on Madison Street in Southeast is just wonderful. And I liked the presentation with the slideshow of all of the different districts. And Portland's neighborhoods are unique. And the more people can shop locally at small businesses, the better our economy booms and the more people can work their way out of low-paying jobs and be successful business owners, and I very much appreciate that. Aye.
Fish.
Heather and Brian, again, thank you for your tremendous leadership. To the board members that are here, thanks for taking time out to join us and for your good work. To the staff, was delighted to be at the ribbon cutting for your new office space, which is accessible, you know, is now in the inner Southeast. You're doing great work. And I think an example of the voice you bring really has to do with Major League Soccer and this All-Star game, because Heather's constant refrain at all the planning meetings was, how does this benefit the larger community? And the reality is, with the training sessions that were open to the public at the University of Portland, and one of the events I went to was actually hosted by the local business association, with the events in Hawthorne and throughout the city celebrating the game, with the free concert on Waterfront Park, all the free events in our downtown parks, with the games that have been played at the park, at Providence Park, which have been open and free to the public, where you get to see the next generation of great stars, all of these things were free and at no cost to the public. And Heather's refrain was, it's great to have this game in Portland, but how will all of Portland benefit? And that's the voice she brings to the small business as well. So I want to thank you. I want to thank Liam Frost, who's on my staff, who is works with me as a dedicated liaison. And as I mentioned, in the next budget, I will initiate a conversation with my colleagues about what would an additional investment look like in East Portland. And we'll be asking you to come in with some ideas. And as you've heard from my colleagues, they're going to want to really know how each dollar gets to an outcome that is verifiable and ultimately creates prosperity and new jobs. We'll have that conversation during our budget cycle, but today we get to thank Venture Portland for the great work they do on our behalf. Thank you, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hales.
Both Commissioner Fritz and I were at the Powellhurst-Gilbert National Night Out event Saturday night, and I hope you got to taste the wonderful Salvadoran delicacies that were being prepared by a woman there and sort of an informal pop-up one-night business. And they were really good. And she has a dream of opening a business based on her amazing ability to produce great food. So the question is, you know, Portland's working very well now at a small business level. There are lots of successful entrepreneurs. There's not really high barriers to entry, but they're not inconsequential. So how do we create an environment in Powellhurst, Gilbert, and elsewhere too? But let's take that as a test case, environment where in Powellhurst, Gilbert, the land use plan, the business district, and the city's entities, and maybe others like Portland Community College, all work together to allow her to graduate from a folding table at a community event to maybe her first food cart to maybe her first storefront. That's, I think, the next front for us now as a much more diverse city with all kinds of entrepreneurial ideas springing up as she did that night. So I just want to use her as a case study as we think about the future of PDC, as we think about the focus that Venture Portland is trying to bring to East Portland, and as we think about what kind of city we are now. If she can succeed like a lot of other folks have, then I think we'll really know that we're there or that we are where we need to be. That's a challenge for her. Not every business will succeed, but it's also a challenge for us because not every city creates the conditions where she could. So just let's keep her in mind, and I've got her business card, see how we do for her as well as for all these other successful small businesses all over the city. So far, so good. Thank you. Aye. Okay. I know.